Sounds like everybody's meeting reminders popping up. Like to call to order the May quarterly pension board meeting. As Steve noted in our previous meetings, the legislation now allows us to create a quorum virtually and take action tonight as needed. In your packet this evening was the minutes from our previous February 18th pension board meeting. Any comments, questions, or additions to those draft minutes? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
I make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes as presented.
That was Charles.
I'll second that.
And who seconded?
Lisa.
Okay. All those in favor of approval. Susan, because of, Susan, if you could unmute, I would prefer a roll call vote since we're doing it virtually. Do you have a list of the board members there? Susan?
She's still muted. I don't know if she can hear you. Maybe.
Here she is.
What?
Sorry about that.
So, Susan, can you hear me? Are we confident that she can hear us to take minutes?
Hello. Sue, can you hear Mr. Hunt?
I think she left.
Suggestions? Oh, there we go. There's Mr. Inch.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear anything.
John Inch, if you could close that blind behind you, you're backlit. And we don't
have sorry about that.
Face.
I have to go turn the lights up. Hold on 1 second.
Nope, you're good. You're good.
Sue, are you able to hear Mr. Hunt now?
Chief, are you recording this on your?
I am.
As host, okay. Do you have a scratch pad there with the list of names?
Yeah.
It's like Austin Hunt, Charles Wooster, Lisa, Paul, Dan Rooney, George, John, Lester, and I don't know who those phone numbers are. Yeah, if you could do a roll call vote on the approval for the minutes.
Okay, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Dvorak?
Yes.
Mr. Wooster?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mrs. Winger?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Mr. Rhodes?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas, is he in? I didn't know if that might be one of his numbers or not. What about Aaron Eckert? He's the other union representative.
He is unavailable this evening.
Okay, good enough. All right. So the ayes have it then.
Okay. Post them. Public comment. Are there any members of the public here that wish to speak to something not otherwise on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on. We'd like to acknowledge the receipt of the Fulton Financial Trust report for February, March, and then first quarter. All those, entertain a motion to acknowledge those three items.
So moved.
A second.
I think that was Dvoriak and George, and who did the second?
Who was the second?
Les Rhodes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All those in favor, roll call vote, please.
Okay. Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
Mr. Wooster?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mr. Winger?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Aye.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, Annette, and I think Liz is here too. Annette, we are going to encourage you to be as brief as possible, but what the hell did you do to the market that we're 13% down? You're muted, so we can't hear your BS answer.
Okay, we were just trying to keep you on the edge. I'm sorry, can you hear me now? So I know the time frame is shortened, so we just wanted to give you a quick brief update on what has transpired since the beginning of the year. I'll just do a quick synoptic. Liz will give us a 3-minute synoptic of what the portfolio has done through the year, and then certainly answer any questions. About 2 weeks ago, we met with your subcommittee, and I know that's further down in the agenda, but just to give a brief overview of what transpired on, I believe May 5th was our meeting. The goal of that was just to have a dialogue, to try to kind of dissect your investment policy statement and see how that correlates to your actuarial assumption. So through all these years, we've kind of been having discussions that it's pretty tough to meet that actuarial assumption. So from that meeting, we were basically tasked to run a couple different scenarios to provide some analytics to show, based on the current policy and the target ranges that are listed on the policy, what would the expected rate of returns be? We were then tasked to make suggested changes to the policy to get you to meet that 6.5% actuarial assumption, to kind of take a look at those target ranges and what changes need to be made to be able to meet those assumptions. And then a third scenario would be, what would your policy look like if the assumption was actually lowered down to 6% versus the 6.5%? Right. So those were the three analytics we've been trying to work with. Liz has been working with that. We just provided reports to your committee this morning, so I'm sure they haven't had time to digest that. So the subcommittee then will do the next steps and review that. And then I guess Mr. Wooster then could probably go over with you what the next steps will be after reviewing those reports.
Also in that list of questions was, how does our investment policy compare with other similar pension fund policies?
Yes, we did discuss that. And you know, there is kind of such a broad range because investment policies are sort of geared towards the demographics of your own, of your plan or your pensioners. But yeah, we could add that into the dialogue too of how does yours look compared to what we are seeing out there with the other policies.
Okay.
So that's all I had for update. I wanted to also brief you every week, every Friday, we we do a webinar, a quick half hour webinar on the updates of what has transpired in the market for the week. So it's sort of two prong. It's going over kind of all the COVID details that have transpired for the week. And then we do a recap of what has happened in the market for the week. It's hosted by Dave Hansen, who is our CEO, and Keith Aliardi, who's our Chief Investment Officer. The invitations are sent weekly to Chief, and certainly if any of you would like to get the invitations directly, I'd offer to just forward that to any board member who would like to listen in. But certainly if you want me to send you the invitation directly, it's every Friday at 4:15 when your brains are fried by then, but it's the best way for us to kind of encapsulate what has transpired through the week and give a summary of it. There is no webinar this or WebEx meeting this week because of the holiday weekend. So it's kind of, we're now in our series of, I think we're into our seventh one or eighth one. So none this Friday, but then it'll resume again the following Friday.
Thank you. That's very kind.
And if the board would want me to continue forwarding them, I probably missed a few, but I was forwarding them. I can very easily make sure that everybody on the email list gets them.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Sure. So Liz, I'll turn it over to you. Liz, you might need to unmute also.
It looks like she is unmuted. Yeah, she's not muted.
Well, maybe in the spirit of time, and maybe she can jump in, but to maybe give you a little bit of a recap of the portfolio. So we started out the year at about 5.7 million. As of 3/31, the portfolio dropped to about $5 million. March 31st was our biggest drop in the market. The return of the portfolio was about a negative 11% return as of March 31st. It has inched back up. We have started to see a regain, and year to date, the portfolio may be down about 5%. Year to date, the portfolio is at about $3.4 million. You know, obviously the market has taken a dive. We continue to just watch all of our clients' portfolios based on COVID situation. We're not taking any risks. We're not doing any rebalancing right now. We tend to be more heavier weighted in the domestic market versus the international market, and having some heavier allocations towards growth part of the market versus the value part of the market, because that's where we're seeing some stabilization, is in the growth growth part of the market versus value stocks. We're leaving cash positions as is, so that as markets adjust, we can adjust accordingly. But until we start to see the COVID situation settle, we are not making any drastic changes to our clients' portfolios at this point. So that's just kind of a brief recap of where it stands as of today. If there's any questions out there with any of the materials sent out, or
so if I could summarize, you said the deepest trough was March business, and it sounds like April and the beginning of May has clawed back some of that trench.
Exactly. It's rebounded back up. We are still down about 5% in the portfolio, but in the equity portion, we've close to kind of picked up the downtrench in the March market. March was the horrendous month, obviously.
So you're projecting and guaranteeing 10% returns on the year?
I'm on mute now.
And then it's Charles. Would you like to maybe comment a little bit, elaborate more how our portfolio is relatively positioned defensively, or at least to absorb some of the shock that the market has indeed had?
Sure. So the portfolio, you know, when we talk about the market downturning, that's make, you know, the equity markets obviously have been the ones that have created a downturn. So we've had, the portfolio is at about a 50% target allocation in stocks. So that is the piece that's getting hit the most, is 50% of your portfolio. But within our within the portfolio are also what we call alternative investments. So alternative investments, a little bit in real estate, in core stocks. The alternative investments or the alternative funds are the funds that sort of help mitigate the risk a little bit. So it's, you know, when the stock market was down 23% in March, you obviously did hit that 23%, one because of your equity exposure being only about 50%, slightly below 50, and then the alternatives were helping mitigate some of those stock downturns as well.
Just, have you seen anything, is, are any of your foreign accounts more affected or less affected by the disruption?
More so, international funds are taking quite a hit also. So as we said, we tend to be more overweighted in the domestic market because yes, international is also taking a hit.
Great. Thank you for that question, Charles. Anything else for Annette?
Nope.
Very good. Well, thank you. I know this was, sure. You can yell at Liz later for leaving you out there, hanging out there with your chin hanging out. I'm trying to get back to my agenda. Do we need to, crap. We need to authorize the actuarial study? Yes. Thank you for your presentation. Pension subcommittee, Charles, Annette kind of said that she gave you some information. Is there anything to report?
I want to first bridge on a few comments that Annette had and really thank Elizabeth Paris for leading a lot of the meat of that discussion and really walking us through a lot of items. We did talk, certainly, a lot of our focus in the last meeting that we did have about 2 weeks ago was focused on this question of the actuarial assumptions. And we did look at several different scenarios, even stressing it a little bit more so than what we've discussed here tonight in terms of what is a realistic actuarial return for this fund over the long run. So I kind of also wanted to say that, you know, part of the discussion we had was to come up with a new policy, as well as some latitudes and some flexibility for our advisors to make these investment changes in order, in other words, to perhaps expand into equities. We'll have more details to come on that. As Annette mentioned, we just got Liz's findings today and her recommendations. So we do need some time to look through that. And that's the next step in the subcommittee will be to review, meet as a group and review those. But the opportunity is coming, I think, for us to take advantage of this shift in the market. Once COVID does settle, as Annette says, then we're going to have these great opportunities to move into some equities, and that would be the time really to implement some changes. The challenge really is, can we meet our actuarial assumptions? And in order to do so, we do need to make some investment changes. I'm convinced of that with regard to the policy. But we'll have more to come and certainly have made some progress, and I thank Elizabeth Harris for that hard work. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for doing that. It's very helpful to the board as a whole.
Hold on. I don't have a question. I just have a comment that for this committee to work with. Obviously, I'm not an investment background person, but I'm wondering if, as you do your discussions with our investment policy, are there things that, whether it's this COVID or another big market thing that we see, there's going to be a big impact. Can the policy take into account parking some of the equities on a short term and then putting them back in? And again, it's a game of when is that going to happen, but to mitigate or minimize the drop, you're not going to stop it, but just that's something to think about. I don't know if that can be built into the policy or, as you said, give flexibility for them to make those adjustments without us having to direct it. So that's all that's a comment.
Dan, that's a comment, Dan. And, you know, I'd be happy to respond to that, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
So I think we do see here in our current composition and the way our investment managers have managed the portfolio, they do have these defensive measures that they have taken. Otherwise, we would be probably worse off with regard to our performance over this very challenging last quarter. But Dan, certainly we can talk about those. I think the policy makes provisions for that flexibility as well as in ensuring safeguards. And we also know, too, it is very vital pension monies that we're protecting here and have exercising fiduciary responsibility through our investment advisors. But yeah, we'll certainly take a look at that and I'll point out where we can perhaps address that concern of yours.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Annette, in the materials that I got this month, I don't see the the comparison to our benchmark funds. Am I looking at the wrong information?
I'm sorry. I don't have that with me right now. I can certainly take a look at it and then send you an email tomorrow. I apologize. I don't have it with me, so I don't.
You're
saying that the returns do not have the benchmark?
The format seems a little different than I remember. I remember graphs showing the Barclays index and our performance. And that does not seem to be in the materials that I'm looking at this month.
Are you talking about the 331 presentation, the quarterly? Because I seem to recall seeing the index when I reviewed that one before it went out.
No worries.
So if it's the analytics of the quarterly report as of 3/31, Liz just sent me a text. She said page 11 through 13 of that report is where the performance against the benchmarks are listed.
Yeah. Then I don't think I'm looking at what she thinks I'm looking at. No worries. We'll move on.
Page 13 or no 14, YAL for pension historical benchmark. Is that what you're talking about, Austin?
I'm on page 14 of the document I'm looking at. It's just a list of funds.
Mr. Chairman, could you share our screen? Maybe we could get some guidance from that.
Perhaps.
Yeah, if it says, I believe so, page 11 through 13 should say performance, portfolio performance detail.
No worries, I'll dig through it. I trust people smarter than me are looking at this.
And I can pull it up tonight.
Don't sweat it.
Send it.
Okay. Any other questions for Annette? I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
And Charles, thank you for your efforts. Now we need to authorize the payment to Conrad Siegel for the actuarial study of the pension fund. They're asking for the amount of $24.50 for services, and that will be paid out of the principal of the fund. I'll entertain a motion to authorize that payment.
I'll make a motion to approve the payment.
I will second that motion.
And I was not looking. Who seconded for Dan?
Les Rhodes.
Okay, Les, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, the chief, roll call vote, please.
Hey, Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Dvorak.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Mrs. Winger.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic. And the other action that we need to take is to acknowledge beginning the pension payments to a retired firefighter, George Mount, effective May 1st. I'll entertain a motion to begin those payments.
I'll make a motion that we begin those payments for George Mount, effective May the 1st, 2020.
I will second that.
That's I think Lester. That was Lester, too.
Yep.
We've been tying, Lester.
And when you're ready, a roll call vote, if you please.
Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Dvorak.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Mrs. Winger.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful. Anything else for the good of the order? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the pension meeting.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting. Thank you, Annette Hose.
Well, thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Okay. Moved and seconded. We be adjourned. And other than Annette, I guess Lester and Paul, you're welcome to stay for the public meeting. As always, they're exciting. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the Fire Commission meeting for May 19th, 2020. I'll waive the Pledge of Allegiance. We've had no executive sessions since our last meeting and plan none tonight. Communications from citizens. If there's anyone from the public that would like to comment on something not otherwise in the agenda, please speak now.
If there is, they will have to raise their hand so that they can be recognized and unmuted.
And that's a matter of going to what the participant tab and identifying that, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Hearing, seeing none, management reports. Solicitor Havas, what's new in the legal world?
Not much, just COVID stuff. I would note that for the minutes, it may be for ease of taking minutes, when you do make a motion or second it, it's best to say Steve Havas will make that motion or Steve Havas will second that. So whoever's recording it doesn't have to continually ask who's making that motion or seconding it. So okay. That's all I had to add.
Any questions for Attorney Havas? Hearing none, we'll move on to Chief Huff, your report.
Just a couple additions. First of all, I know there was one or two small glitches with the new email and accessing the link, but I'm not aware of any others, and they were handled pretty quickly. So hopefully it worked well for everybody. If you did have any issues, please let us know. The one thing that I probably didn't do a good enough job on with my report was detail the increased activity that the department's taken with regard to our social media presence, and just looking for every way possible to reach out to the community, remind them that we're here, and let them know that we are interested in them. We've had virtual apparatus tours of pretty much all of our apparatus that have been taking place over the last few weeks. Since a lot of parents have their children at home and might be looking for ways to occupy their time, we started with the firefighters and other staff members reading children's book via social media as a way to reach out. And one of the things that's coming at the end of this week is we have a video salute to our graduating seniors in the community. So just trying to reach out to them any way we can. And then recently, as recent as last evening, we did list our ladder truck with Fenton Fire. We were contacted by Station 19 last evening, asking if they could, if we would be willing to loan them that apparatus while their ladder truck is out of service. That's something we've done historically with other municipalities. It's taken care of with the insurance company. We're both insured by VFIS, so it's no issue there. They understand that if there's any damage to it, that they're responsible for it. And it's just a matter of, we've got that fire truck sitting there. It's just sitting there, and it's an opportunity for us to be good neighbors. And like I said, that just happened last evening. Over the weekend, York Township's ladder truck had a catastrophic failure of their diesel engine and actually lost a piece of their diesel engine while responding on a call. So just trying to help out wherever we can with folks.
Steve, is there any paperwork, a letter or something with a date on it to show transfer of liability?
Transfer title, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that, you know, yes, it's all insured by the same company, but do we need a letter telling somebody that as of March 19th, it'll be used by Station 19?
It's a good point, Austin, and I'll work with the chief just to clarify that issue. Yeah.
And then just a letter from them saying, we returned it back to you on June 1st in good working order.
Right. And you, well, and not only that, but they acknowledge that that's the case.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get something together. Yeah.
Related to that, I presume that the listing agreement with the auctioneer service does not prohibit us from lending out that particular asset during this time.
No, it's just a listing service, really, and they list it whether or not it's in service or out of service, and York Township Fire Department understands that it is listed for sale, so they might get it today, and we might have an offer on it tomorrow, and it's going to be sold.
They may want to buy it after their test drive.
At least to get the engine out of it. That's all I have, though, unless there's questions from any of the commission members.
couple points. I would really like, I would consider it a personal favor if the entire commission and alternates are all gussied up for a photo session on the July 21st, which is a Tuesday meeting night. I think it would be really cool to have a full department group shot, and the photographer will be available that evening. Details to follow, but if you could plan on being clean shaven and have matching socks that night, that would be helpful. June 10th, 17th, and 24th, Chief has scheduled spring burns and has invited everybody to that, all the board members and alternates. There's an afternoon and an evening session. If you could check your calendars on that, let him know as soon as practicable if you're available for that. And any other questions for the chief?
Just one question with regard to that photo shoot. I presume that would mean that York County would need to be under the green code in order for an assembly of such a large group and close quarters for the photo?
I would presume so.
Good. Wouldn't have thought of that. Thank you, Charles.
We'll just have to hope and pray that we get green by then.
Gee, we can do it at Manchester Town Show.
Thank John. We're already green here, folks.
Okay.
Any other questions for the chief? Okay, hearing none. In your packet this evening was the payable listings dated April 3rd or 30th. Any questions or comments on those?
No, looked over it.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to proceed with paying them.
This is George. I'll make a motion to approve the payable listing as of April 30th, 2020.
I'll second. Charles, I second.
Moved and seconded. Please call for the roll call, or please have a roll call vote, please, Chief.
Hey, Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Dvoriak.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Mrs. Winger.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Yes.
Ayes have it.
Thank you. Also in your packet this evening was an RFP for the website design. I don't know where, not sure where that gets posted, but it is an open solicitation for sealed bids to redesign our website. Chief, anything else you want to say about that?
This guy actually goes back to February. There was some discussion about how user-friendly and I guess overall appealing our current website was. We had met with our representative from Affinigent and talked about the changes that we'd like to see, and along with just the visual changes, they also advised us that last year our website had actually been hacked. Nothing had been done to it, but the platform that our website's on currently makes it a lot easier for that to occur. So we started talking about getting this taken care of, both from a security standpoint as well as the commission wishes. Bottom line is we need to put it out for proposal since Mr. Bishop is now as the owner of Affinigent, is now part of our board as an alternate. And what we pay them a year, and Steve, I forget the term, but basically what we pay them is in excess of what's permissible without putting it out to bid.
That's $500.
Okay. And I think we're paying a little bit over $600 annually for them to run this, or, you know, be the host for our website. So this just keeps us above board from a legal standpoint, so we can hopefully continue to deal with Affinigent unless somebody else has a better deal for us.
And where will this notice get posted?
It will be posted on the website and will need to be advertised as well. And we'll coordinate that with Chief to ensure it's properly advertised.
Any other questions on the RFP?
No. So this RFP has not yet been posted at this time?
Correct.
Yeah, could we rework it so as we're not advertising that there are security vulnerabilities in the RFP?
That's a good point.
Good point taken. We'll take a look at that again. And I know. We'll rework it, Charles.
Very clever. Very, very good point, Charles. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't like to advertise security vulnerabilities publicly.
Yep, that's a
good point.
It's like saying, don't look through my luggage because I have a lot of cash in there. So I will entertain a motion to approve the notice for RFP with the suggested changes as suggested.
This is Charles. I move to approve the notice of a request for proposals for website redevelopment, subject to the reworking of said notice to remove any reference to security vulnerabilities in the current website.
This is Lisa, and I'll second that motion.
Wonderful. Roll call vote, please, Chief.
Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Dvorak.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Mr. Bruni.
Yes.
Mrs. Winger.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Yes.
Let's have it.
Well done. Thank you. Next item is the approval for a 3-year contract for financial auditing reporting services, fiscal year auditing through Stambaugh Ness. You see in your packet this evening the outline of that. Do I understand from the wording that this is actually backdating for 2019, or they're getting ready to do 2019?
We're finalizing 2019's audit right now. This should have come out last year, but you might remember Krista, you know, was off for a period of time last year in a family way, and some things just got missed. So this does, like I said, this should have been discussed last year, but it is a slight increase over what we paid for the 2018 audit, but it does lock our price in for the next for this current audit and the next two.
Thoughts, questions from the board? I'll entertain a motion to approve it with terms as outlined in the letter. Anybody?
This is George. Make that motion.
Dan, I'll second that.
Okay, roll call vote, please, Chief.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Dvoriak?
Yes.
Mr. Wooster?
Aye.
Mr. Rooney?
Yes.
Mrs. Winger?
Aye.
Mr. Inch?
Yes.
Approved.
Thank you. Communications from commissioners. Anything on the commissioner's mind? Okay. Volunteer committee. Paul, anything interesting?
Very good, Paul.
Obviously, we haven't, due to the current COVID-19 situation, we haven't had any volunteer meetings. Those got pushed off the schedule by more important things at this point. So really don't have anything beyond what we've already presented before. We're hoping if we can next month, we're going to try and have a in-person meeting. If that doesn't work, we're going to try and do a Zoom session, at least try to get things moving again on that.
Very good. Any questions or comments for Paul? Thank you.
Welcome.
And Charles, you gave a very good presentation under the pension meeting. Anything else that you'd like to add to this meeting from your pension subcommittee? You're muted. Charles, you're still muted.
Chief, do you need to unmute him?
Trying. There he is.
That was weird. Okay. I just wanted to thank Lester and George also for their participation last month or 2 weeks ago with that session. They were very helpful with the discussion, and we look forward to working together as a team to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with the talent on that subcommittee. I'm eager to see what conclusions you reach. All right, last item of business. You saw in your packet the draft minutes from last month's virtual meeting. Any comments, questions, additions, corrections? Entertain a motion to approve the draft as submitted.
I'll make a motion. This is Lisa, that we approve the draft that was submitted for the minutes for last month.
This is Dan. I'll second that.
Wonderful. Chief, if you could do a roll call vote.
Mr. Hunt.
Yes.
Mr. Dvoriak.
Yes.
Mr. Wooster.
Aye.
Mr. Rooney.
Yes.
Mrs. Winger.
Aye.
Mr. Inch.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Board members, anything else do you want to cover this month? Thank you for all for joining us virtually. This meeting is adjourned. Stay safe, stay home.
Thank you, Austin.
Take care. Thank you.
All right.